Hey everyone, April 15th, and this is Mondays with the Mayor. Hopefully you guys had an amazing weekend and are ready to tackle this week. So let's just get right to what we got happening. This Saturday, we've talked about it before, Badges and Bobbers down at Fane Park. It goes from 8 till 12 p.m. It's just a great opportunity. We'll have first responders down on site, fishing alongside everyone that shows up. So it's a great opportunity. You don't need a fishing pole. You don't need a fishing license. You just got to show up and bring some excitement and have some fun. There'll be food trucks on site to purchase some food if you would like, or you're welcome to bring snacks or drinks or your own lunch. So again, this Saturday, April 20th, down at Fane Park. Also, end of the month, April 27th, is Dump the Drugs over at the Prescott Valley Police Department. Everyone, you know, lots of time want to know what's happening, and they got old, expired prescription drugs, and they don't know what to do, and we definitely don't want you to put them down the toilet or throw them away. So you bring them to us, we're able to dispose of them in a safe manner. So April 27th, 10 to 2, over at the police department. Bring all your expired or prescription drugs that you no longer need. What else we got going on? Volunteer hours, Bloom Community Flowers. That's what it's called, folks. So you're like, what is that? It just means that we have an opportunity coming on May 9th, 11 to 2, again, at the Civic Center, where there's approximately 20 organizations all throughout the area that accept volunteers. So if you just think, hey, I want to give back to my community, but I don't know how or where or what's interesting, you show on up, kind of walk around like a job fair, listen to different groups and organizations on what they have going on, and see if your special skill set can help them out. Great way to give back to the community and find out more about volunteer options. So again, May 9th from 11 to 2 right here at the Prescott Valley Civic Center. What's happening? Oh, last week, this is exciting, kind of jumping around a little bit, but at town council, the town council approved an intergovernmental agreement with Humboldt Unified School District Student Council. So we partner with the student council and basically we share ideas with them and then they communicate back. Basically, you know, they have their finger on the pulse of the youth in our community. So they can let us know, hey, what kids are thinking, what they want, what they need in our Prescott Valley. So it is an amazing opportunity for our council and our staff to hear from them. So that's really, really good news. This Thursday, we have a joint study session with planning and zoning. Basically, Frank Cassidy is basically a zoning lawyer, and he comes and presents where we're at with our code and updating all of our codes. So it's just an opportunity to just get with the times. Some of our codes have never been changed since the beginning. So it's a good chance for us to kind of tighten things up a little bit and be more 2024 and less 1978. With that being said, we're finishing it up with May 4th, not Star Wars Day, but actually Spring Cleanup Day. And again, this will be down at the Waste Management Transfer Station down at the south end of Lake Valley. Please go to our website, check on the link, and it'll show actually how we want you to kind of pull in, because in the past, lots of people want to go to this and it creates a long line, and we kind of want to snake it through the area on Highway 69 so that there's no problems. So check it out from 7 to 2, May 4th. There's a whole list of accepted items, prohibited items, and how the procedure is going to go. So it's a great opportunity to clean out and have some spring cleaning in your garage or around your yard. So with that being said, spring cleaning dad joke. What did the mop say to the vacuum? You clean up nice. Again, guys, I don't make them up. I just read them. Hey, have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.